Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for this good theme, Father God, that is just burning in the hearts, this great love that you have moved on our behalf in Christ Jesus and restored us in every way, breaking down every wall of hostility, sin being dealt with, righteousness being given, hostility between the Jew and the Gentile broken, and so. And us, Lord, most of all, you restored us back into the family, Father God, into the rightful place that you made for man. As your children, you have made us, and you have now paid for us and redeemed us so we can be blessed in every way, be the children of the living God. We are so blessed by this. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you have done. And I thank you, Lord, you just inspire us and you just keep us motivated and enlightened, Lord, to spread this godliness. You so love the world that you sent Jesus to restore us, to bring this kingdom into every area of this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Precious, powerful, beautiful portions of scripture. And so we're reading the TPT. Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 19 to 22.
So you are not foreigners or guests, but rather you are the children of the city of the holy ones, with all the rights as family members of the household of God. You are rising like the perfectly fitted stones of the temple, and your lives have been built up together upon the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets, and best of all, you are connected to the head cornerstone of the building, the anointed one, Jesus Christ himself. This entire building is under construction and is continually growing under his supervision until it rises up completed as the holy temple of the Lord himself. This means that God is transforming each one of you into the Holy of Holies, his dwelling place, through the power of the Holy Spirit living in you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your Holy Spirit that has brought us into everything pertaining to life and godliness. And through this power, you are transforming us, not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit, Lord. So we thank you. Thank you for your goodness. And now we know, Father God, that well, precious words, that when all you have is Jesus, then all that you need to have is yours. You don't need anything else. Thank you, Lord, for your abundance, your blessings, your presence, your leading for us, for this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.